Because you know I'm all about that bass, no, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no, no trouble.
Good timing. Good timing. All right, welcome back to Andy's Top 15 Classic Rock Bass Players of All Time. Once again, we're talking about body of work, not riffs or specific songs. And if yours didn't make the list, just assume they're tied for number 16. And classic rock, we're talking here, right? So 25 years ago or prior for their main body of work. I'm going to start off, though, not saying a lot.
Thank God.
For number 5 on this list, I'm just going to play you a medley of songs this person played bass on. Every one of these songs.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main. There. She once was a true love of mine.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Wow.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to
this bass player. What's his name? It's a she. And she is a badass.
Blasphemous.
Somebody said to me, you know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that
Carol Kay is her name. She's a member of the so-called Wrecking Crew, so if you don't know her name, that's why. She was one of the session musicians who were the go-to call when a song needed to be recorded and it needed to be a hit.
Mark, is that who you were thinking about?
Yes. Now, Andy did something brilliant at the top. He said, remember, this is the classic rock. Carol Kay played on a lot of pop standards, pop music. So maybe not so, because she is number one on most people's lists.
We'll get around to a couple of her classic rock songs before we're done here.
If anybody has not seen the documentary The Wrecking Crew, go do it this weekend.
Don Ho, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Carol starts off as a guitar player. Do you know that? And she's a good one. She plays with Sam Cooke and other greats. But one day in 1963, up at the Capitol Records Tower, a bass player doesn't show up for a session. So Carol picks up the bass and becomes the first call of artists, producers, arrangers, movie studios all over L.A. and around the world.
You keep saying you've got something for me.
Saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Wow.
I love the colorful. You love a Beach Boys song, you love Carole Kay's bass playing. Listen to that bass in the background.
This is honestly mouth dropping.
Yeah.
For her astonishing body of work, I place Carole Kay at number 5 on this list. So I was in a restaurant in Hollywood years ago, moving on to number 4, and they had a crappy speaker system playing. The nearest speaker, all I heard was the bass line. So I have no idea what most songs are until this song comes on. And I immediately know what song it is.
True.
So I've isolated it for you here. I'm gonna drop in the rest of it.
Thanks to you, I'm much obliged.
Sure.
But now you still hear that bass line and you can't unhear it and it carries throughout the entire song, and it's gorgeous.
It glues the song together.
John Paul Jones is number four.
But now I smell the rain, and with it pain.
Hypnotic, relentless.
All I hear is bass.
Sometimes I grow so tired.
So it's the bass, not Jimmy's guitar, that carries that song. It's the bass that drives it through. And that brings up a great point. Just like someone said about Jack Bruce having to be good to hang with Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker and Cream, John Paul Jones had to have the chops to play with Jimmy Page and John Bonham, two of the greatest rock musicians ever.
And loud. Bonham played so loud, and obviously Jimmy played loud.
And he does. Let's face it, there's one Led Zeppelin bass line that stands clear among the others.
Sure.
John Paul Jones, also great on keyboards. Spent time since Led Zeppelin arranging strings and choirs all over the world. He may get fourth billing in Led Zeppelin, but hey, he also gets fourth billing on our list. John Paul Jones is number four. Where am I going to come up with a superlative to describe number three on this list you haven't heard before? Start out with just listening to this naked bass line. You recognize it? Anybody? If not, it's because he's not just playing along with the changes. Good job, Jackie. He's not just playing the changes. He's playing something entirely different. Something completely different from the melody. Sir Paul McCartney of the Beatles in 1969... on something.
Smile, she knows. But I don't need no other lover.
So elegant. Paul had chops, though, throughout their eight-year recording career. Listen to him back in 1965, and you can hear it on songs like I'm Looking Through You. Listen to how he makes the song swing without you being able to put your finger on exactly why.
I never noticed.
Looking through you. Don't you go. Ah, just love it. But don't take my word for it. Even John Lennon said, Paul is the most innovative bass player. It says that half of the stuff that's going on now, 1980, is directly ripped off from this Beatles period. And even when John calls it Paul's granny music in silly love songs, Paul drops this bass line on the world. Again, if I need to qualify Paul McCartney, then you hate music. Paul McCartney is number three on this list. All right. So, number two on the top 15 classic rock bass players of all time is a fellow named Gary Weinrib. Gary Lee Weinrib. But his Polish refugee mother said it with an accent. Geddy Lee, you get it in this instant. Talking, of course, about Geddy Lee of Rush. Yeah. And to pay proper tribute to Geddy, I only need three letters. Y, and Z. I'm going to isolate the bass a few times here to feature it prominently.
So good.
Wow. so I isolate it. But it punches right through even when I don't, doesn't it? He's an animal.
He's amazing. I can't believe he's not number one, to be honest.
So Geddy plays this like a nut while playing Moog synthesizer pedals with his feet while singing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he has to be this good because he's not much to look at.
He did have a weird period in the late 70s where he didn't look normal.
Geddy, welcome to the runner-up position. Geddy Lee of Rush is number two on our list. Okay, so we've come to number one. Who's the top classic rock bass player of all time? Who's deserving of this rarefied air? It's the Ox. John Alec Entwistle. This is John right here. Dropping in the rest of the band, you get your bearings. So John's content to add flourishes in the background that most of them get lost in the mix, powering rock anthems like this one, Who Are You? But what makes John Entwistle stand apart as the preeminent classic rock bass player is what he did on stage every freaking night. I saw John from the pit in the Hollywood Bowl in 2000. Mark was at that show. And I was blown away by his musicianship. His fingers just blurred on the fretboard. It was really, really crazy. But I want to play this one. Give you an appreciation for what he was doing underneath every Who song. Check this out. And I'm going to isolate the bass on Pinball Wizard. And I want you to listen to this. Hear it in the background?
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you hear it taken away from the rest of it. Bass track could stand on its own as a song.
Yeah.
What's even more awesome is he still had the energy to blow up toilets back at the hotel with Keith after the show.
Always important.
Yourself a favor, spend 5 minutes today and go on YouTube and look at some live Who and watch this man in action. It's the embodiment of rock and roll. John Entwistle is number one on the classic rock bass players of all time. I hope you loved it. As a matter of fact, I hope you marry him.
Great job.